92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy, joined by two special guests, Renee Denslow from Bluebird Cancer Retreats and Marcy Lynch from an organization that we all know about, but we'll learn more about, Bucks Pride here in Grand Haven. Good morning. I'm so happy both of you are here. The cat's out of the bag. Sharon Yonker, who started Bucks Pride, which is an organization that inspires the community to honor survivors of cancer. She started Bucks Pride. She's going to be turning 80 years old. The cat's out of the bag. We know this. And so we're going to be celebrating her birthday on her birthday is July 4th. So why don't you start, Marcy, and tell us what you have going on with all of this and how people can donate and what this is all about.
This is all about Sharon Yonker. Sharon Yonker is the queen of talent, treasure, and time. She gives it all to the community. And when I was thinking about her turning 80, it's like, what can you give this woman? She gives everything away. And she's got this thing that she says to me all the time, if we won the lottery, Marcy, we could give it all away. Bingo, that's what we're doing. We're raising funds so that Sharon can give it away to Bucks Pride, to Grand Haven Public Schools for a new golf cart, which she drives around and gives people rides to every event, to Jean Rothy Memorial Fund, which helps the coaches with the students and the sports, which is really near and dear to her, the students. And the Sharon Yonker Spirit of Giving Fund, which she can give to any nonprofit in the community, any way that she sees fit. And the really cool thing about this whole thing is it is about Sharon Yonker, but it's also about the support that she gives to the students in the community. Sharon is there for your students. And with that in mind, the Sharon Yonker Spirit of Giving Fund is going to go on forever because Sharon's going to live till she's at least 100. And then after that, wherever she goes, she's chosen that the Student Foundation will disperse those funds. So they're going to take care of that money and continue to give it to the community. So it's just been a really fun way to say thank you to Sharon.
I love what was written here about Sharon. You know, has Sharon encouraged your son or daughter to volunteer the hours that she spends in school? Has she given your loved one a ride to a sporting event in one of those golf carts? Have you volunteered with her in concessions, taken tickets? She's everywhere. She's
yes,
everywhere.
She is.
And I am a breast cancer survivor, and I'll never forget that day. And I don't know if it was you that brought that bag in or not, but somebody brought in that nice bag from Bucks Pride, which is filled with things that a cancer patient would need when they're first diagnosed. I'm going to start to choke up here. I never thought that somebody would do something like that for me. I still carry that bag around. It's like my badge of honor. And you see the lunchbox is right there, my Bucks Pride lunchbox.
I love it.
That's my badge of honor. And I was just blown away at getting something like that from the community. And that's how Bucks Pride helps people in need.
It is.
And one of the many ways.
And, you know, and the Bucks Pride started because Jack Provencial and Robin Bai suggested we go and see what Lowell was doing. And we went. And part of the reason we went is Sharon lost a daughter to cancer at 37. Her daughter was 37 years old. You know, and a lot of people would be woe is me, which, you know, Sharon misses her daughter every day. But she took that as a thing, what can I do to help somebody else that might be in that situation? And that's who Sharon is. That is to
that's
our core.
That's a fact, yeah. And I was lucky enough to go to a Bucks Pride football game, and a young man wore my jersey. That was one of the best nights of my life. And at first I thought, oh, I don't need to do this, and I'm not going to stay for the whole game. And you know, it was one of the best nights I've ever had, and I understand why people do that now. You know, he honored me with my name on a jersey that I have now hanging up in my closet, and it's again a badge of honor for me. Now there are four ways to donate. What are some of the other ways to donate for Bucks Pride? There's four different ways, correct?
The organization, Marcy, if I can speak on your behalf, they put together four different ways that the money will be dispersed. So one of the ways is to go to Bucks Pride, which supports Bluebird Cancer Retreats. We're highly indebted to this group for raising funds and supporting us in the community to help people know they're not alone. The other way is that golf cart, which is kind of Sharon's, you know, it is her symbol. She takes kids, she mentors kids, she helps older adults get to the games. That is a way Sharon is intimately involved in the community. The Jean Rothy Fund, her father was Jean Rothy, mm-hmm. and that fund is a big part of the sports programs at Grand Haven Public Schools.
Right.
And then that fourth way is a new fund that was created at the Community Foundation, and it's the Spirit of Giving Fund for Sharon, and she'll be able to carry that on for years to come. It's just a beautiful way to honor her birthday and someone who's made a huge mark in this community.
She is one of the most humble people I've ever met, too. Isn't that something?
It is.
Someone like that who has done so, I mean, just what she did for me, and we didn't even really know each other that well. She's just so humble, and whenever you see her, she has that smile on her face, and she's more than happy, you know, to give and whatnot. And I don't think that there's anyone out there listening who hasn't been affected by cancer one way or the other.
Right.
You
right.
know? I mean, my gosh, what else can you tell me about Sharon that I don't know already?
I can tell you, for Bluebird Cancer Retreats, you know, it is incredible that Bucks Pride raises money to support what we do. But what's bigger than that is that Sharon and Marcy and the whole team of Bucks Pride, they're the first link in this community. When someone has cancer, Sharon knows. They are the first link that brings them to all of the things we can do for them. So we're just grateful that our services are being spread through the word of Bucks Pride. So that's bigger to me than the money they raise. And the money allows us to give more and do more all the time, which is incredible. But more than anything, it brings people to Bluebird Cancer Retreats.
You know, and thank you for that, Renee. But it's as easy as everybody in the community can do this. It's being present. It's being present to the community. It's listening to people's stories. And then someone says, oh, my sister, you know, oh, your sister. Let me, you know, write that down. Let me call Sharon. Let me call Marcy. Let me call Renee. You know, we get these names from the community. We're just the vehicle that gets them to Bluebird. But, you know, there's so many stories behind all of this and the retreats that Bluebird hosts, and people will tell me, oh, I went to that retreat, or I did this, and the support group, you know, really cool things coming up about the support group, the people that Renee supports through mm-hmm. her supports group, they want to give back. So they're having a Culver's night for Sharon in order for them to give back. Here's a group coming for help, and they're saying, because of what's done, we want to give back.
Isn't that something?
That says a lot about the city.
Oh, my gosh. It sure does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know that support group. I've done a Zoom with them before. I don't live in the area, but I know that, yeah, they have so many support groups out there. That's a great idea.
So that's their idea, you know, and that's where a lot of our ideas come from. Between Sharon calling us up and saying, I was up all night because I had this idea and I think we should have a mini golf outing, or I think we should have this. That's where a lot of our ideas come from, Bucks Pride, but a lot of them come from the community. You talked about the basket that you received.
Yes.
That comes from the people who we've talked to, and they've said, you know what, this really helped, but it'd be nice if we had this in our basket. It'd be nice. I used this, you know, the book that we put in there that you can write your thoughts down during the night, or journal, yep. or whatever. You know, those are ideas that came from people like yourself who've been touched by cancer.
Right.
So it's about working together. It's the time, talent, treasure thing. How do we all come together and support each other?
Now my wheels are spinning. Now I want to do like a 24-hour on the radio marathon or something.
Oh, that okay, would be
when,
so much
when
fun.
My boss gets back, we're going to come up with some ideas. That I'm thinking, no, hear me out. I people have done that. They've been on the air for 24 hours raising money. Mm-hmm. She's just amazing.
Well, and when you say that too, I just had one of our people that are on our committee write to me, and her daughter had cancer, and she's like, you know, would it be okay if I write a letter that you can send about how this all touched? You know, so when you say that, I think, oh, they would love to come and speak to something.
Oh,
to
there you
that,
go. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's so like what that's there's so
idea.
Many ideas. There's so many ideas.
Okay, that's an idea to be on the air 24 hours, raise money for Bucks Pride, Sharon Yonker, and then everybody touched by her can call in or come in and share their story. My wheels are spinning. I have some time to work on this. Her birthday is July 4th. Renee Denslow with the Bluebird Cancer Retreats. You guys have a lot of stuff coming up too, don't you? You have your flock party coming up.
We have some fun events coming up, and our third annual. Now it's becoming annual because it's been so much fun. We kind of changed our thinking with fundraising after COVID and wanted to come up with something that could bring the whole community together. And honestly, to say it again, Sharon inspires me in that. You know, yeah. It's great to have a fundraiser and bring 100 people to a pricey, fancy event. We wanted to do something where everyone could come. And last year we had over 1,000 people, and this year we hope to have even more. Down at the Lynn Sherwood Waterfront Stadium, we're having a concert. This year we're having Brenna. It's taken us a few years to get Brenna, so we're pretty excited about that. And we're going to dance the night away and have
Brenna.
A blast
Me too.
Honor everyone we know that is going through cancer, has gone through cancer, has passed from cancer.
Yeah.
We all have a story. There's not a person I've met that doesn't have a cancer story in their life. And this is a chance to come and honor them and celebrate life, right? Each
right.
day is precious. And so we want to have a really fun time to honor all of those folks. And you talked about our support group. Every one of the people in our support group is coming out to volunteer that night. We're only going to let them volunteer for an hour because okay. we want them to have a good time.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny. I was at that flock party last year, and I was sitting with a friend, and she brought it up. And she said, Mary Ellen, I have never seen more volunteers at an event in my entire life. They were everywhere. And that spoke volumes to me that people who might have been touched or people who may have had cancer themselves, they come back. And they support Bluebird Cancer Retreats because they know about the work that you do. You had volunteers everywhere. It was amazing. It was amazing.
And what I love seeing is the younger generation.
Yes.
We had, I think we had 60, I don't want to say kids, but between 18 and 25 years old, we had about 60 of them wandering around serving drinks, you know, taking food to people,
yes.
you know, helping in a variety of ways, checking people's IDs and doing things. So.
Yep. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I even saw a couple doctors that were there as well. So it was just very, very cool to see all the people wanting to give back. And I think when you've been touched by somebody and by something such as cancer and touched by a Sharon Yonker, you know, you just want to give back. That's how I feel anyway. You know, I feel very blessed. And I do think Ottawa County and the city of Grand Haven, you know, Spring Lake, Ferrisburg, very generous community.
Very generous.
Isn't that
yes.
true?
Yes. It's just I've been overwhelmed by some of the generosity. I talk about the golf cart and how it's almost paid for. We had one couple. We didn't even have our meeting yet. I was just sharing. This is what we'd like to do. And you know, and they're like, we'll pay for the golf cart. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, how much is the golf cart, you know? And so they paid for the initial golf cart. We're putting logos on. There's other things that are needed for that. But I was just blown away. And I left their house, pulled off the side of the road, called Renee. And I'm like, Renee, you will never believe this, you know? And we've had other moments like that, too, that, you know, people are just amaze you every day. If you uh-huh. give them an opportunity, people just, that's what a lot of people need. They need the opportunity.
Yeah.
They need the vehicle of how do I do this or how do I get to this point?
You guys are both so upbeat. And I know that talking about cancer is not easy. And not everybody, not everyone wins that fight. It's a hard thing to talk about, but you do it with such grace. You both do. And I just wanted to pass that along. I think that's important to say. You really, really do, because it's just one of those things, you know, once you've had it, it becomes easier to talk about, but it's not always an easy situation to talk about. A lot of people are suffering out there. And if there's organizations to help, all the better, you know,
mm-hmm.
all
mm-hmm.
the better. Wow.
So,
right.
Mary Ellen, something that's just popping in my head.
Yeah.
You know, at Bluebird, I've been doing this for 16 years.
Okay.
Bluebird Cancer Retreats. And I would say the biggest takeaway, two takeaways we have almost every retreat or every support group, that people come and they learn that they're not alone. And the second takeaway is they rediscover joy in life. And when I think about everything we're doing and I think about Sharon's mark in the community, she lets people know they're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she is
always
helping to carry their weight.
Always.
And that it's just a great symbol of
Right. And the joy. She lives life with joy. And you know, her life hasn't been easy. She lost her husband at a young age, still had a small child at home. She's lost a daughter. You know, it's not been an easy life for her either. So that she can be an example of us to how to live with joy, how to live with gratitude, how to live with giving, being present. There's just so many positive things about that woman.
Thanks for being here. You've made my morning. You did. You made me feel really positive about everything going on in life. I'm due for my next mammogram check. So whenever I have to do that, there's always a little bit of hesitation. But Marcy Lynch and Renee Denslow, thanks so much for being here. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'm sure Sharon's ears are burning right now. Sharon Yonker, she's turning 80 on July 4th, everybody.